She a prophet. Hmm?
Hallelujah.
And the Bible said,
hallelujah.
The Bible said that they went out early that morning.
Yes.
And the Bible said when they went out early that morning, they had a choir out front. The choir.
What you talking about?
The choir. They were saying, oh, you know, it didn't sound much, it didn't sound too good, but they had a choir out front.
They had a good choir.
Yeah, they had a good choir.
Mm-hmm.
And they were singing, mercy, God is good. Because Jesus did say in David in Psalm, he said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. And to his courts with praise. Because we were bought with a price. We're not of our own anyway. You might think you're of your own, but we're not of your own. We are bought with a price. Let me tell you what it said. 1 Corinthians 6:20. We're bought with a price. And so now they begin to sing and praise God. And they begin to say, mercy endure forever. Praise the Lord. His mercy endure forever. And that would say, I ain't in the book. Praise the Lord. His mercy endure forever. And I believe that God got some glory upon it. Because when they begin to praise God, the enemy start fighting against themselves. What is you battling with this morning? Is you battling with sugar diabetes?
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on K-A-Y-T. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Hallelujah. 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 Anybody in love with Jesus? Oh, some of y'all act like y'all don't know who I'm talking about.
Damn.
The lover of my soul. Hallelujah. My soul loves Jesus. loves Jesus.
Give me what to say and how to say it. And I pray that it will not fall on deaf ears. Let it come out. Touch somebody's heart. Change somebody's way of thinking. Save somebody. In the Master's name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. While you're yet standing. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm not going to read these scriptures up. I'm going to let you read them when you get home. Isaiah 48. Verses 8 through 12, Old Testament, New Testament scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 2 through 10 New Testament scriptures. My text is, thank God for salvation.
Amen.
Thank God for salvation.
Amen.
How sweet it is to be saved. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. I thank you, God, for my salvation. Amen. How many saved folks do we have in the house today? Amen. If you're saved and you know you're saved, amen, just turn to the person sitting next to you and say, I'm saved and I know that I am. Amen, amen. And before I finish with this message, I hope you will have examined yourself to to determine if this statement you just made is true. Sometimes we say things, amen, praise the Lord, and it's easy to come out, but it has no meaning because you're not telling the truth. And we have no help here, but that's okay. Telltale, I really want to preach today. Isaiah in chapter 53 and verse 6 says, tell us that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's not a good feeling. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 20 says, for there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Somebody gonna frown on that one because you think you're holy roller. Romans 3 and 10 says, it is written, there's none righteous, not one, not na-na-na. Amen, not one. Verse 23 says, amen, that somebody's sinning. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Come short simply means, amen, to miss the mark. Some folks have tried, they got a little close, almost made it. Amen. If I gave five people a bow and an arrow and asked them to hit the bullseye on a target, and only one hit it, the other four just missed the mark. It would not make it any difference if they missed it by 1 inch, 2 inches, or missed the whole target. They still missed the mark. Amen. A lot of folks come to church, and they're faithful in the church, they pay tithes, and they clap their hands in the church, but they missed the mark. An old man and a young boy was out one day, amen, together in a boat, and riding and just having a good time, and they rowed across the lake. A beautiful leaf came floating by the boat. And the old man asked the young boy, son, do you know anything about botany? And the boy said, no, sir. Amen. That was his reply. The old man said, well, you just missed out on 25% of your life. After a while, amen. They passed by a beautiful rock along the shore and looked at those beautiful stones, amen, and the old man smiling and feeling good, and amen. And he said, do you know anything about geology? And the little boy said, no, sir. Don't know nothing about geology. Well, you just missed out another 25% of your life. Later, the sun set, and the evening stars appeared in the sky. And the old man asked, son, do you know anything about astrology? And the little boy said, no, sir, I know nothing about astrology. Well, you just missed out on another 25% of your life. It started for the shore, and the boat, amen, for some reason, flipped over in the water and sank. The boy, amen, came from under the boat, started swimming. Amen. But the old man was just splashing in the water. The boy said, mister, do you know how to swim? The old man screamed and said, no, I don't know how to swim. The little boy said, well, you just lost your life. No matter what you know about life, but if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you're lost already. John 3:36. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Quickly, Genesis 49:10. Jacob was prophesying about his sons. He said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Now the scepter would only be in the hands of a king showing power. Shiloh means Messiah, whom the scepter belongs, because he is the King of Kings. Anybody gonna help me preach today? He is the King of Kings. Jesus was also known as the Lion of Judah. Powerful. Amen. You don't mess with them lions. Isaiah saw a backsliding Israel, faithless, without righteous deeds, stiff-necked, deeply rooted in sin, sleeping with other men's wives, getting drunk and not even knowing where they were in the world. But he also saw a day when God would, Lord help me preach, would rescue Israel, and the Messiah would come and bring with him a day of salvation. Because our key, amen, word today is salvation. Amen. We need to know that Jesus saved. Know that God would renew his covenant with Israel. He would not bring back the old covenant, but would install a new covenant. Amen. When you have the power of God, you can do anything you want to, right? Hello, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God does. He don't have to wait on you. Amen. And he don't have to ask you, amen, what should I write? What should I do? Amen. He just do it. The new covenant, the gospel, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, not only would Israel be restored, all nations would have a right to the tree of life. Before we can be saved, God had to show his grace. And I like what the Apostle Paul said to the Ephesian church in chapter 2, verse 8. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith. My God. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. So God gave us grace. Unmerited favor. Just gave it to us. You sure didn't work for it, but he gave it to you. Amen. Most of us, amen, were not worthy of it, but he gave it to us. Amen. We need more faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen with the natural eye. Amen. How do you get it? By hearing the word of God. Amen. I just can't understand why people don't want to hear the word of God. I don't know why they don't want to read the word of God. Amen. You will find scriptures that relate to that. Amen. In Romans 10 and verse 17 and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, God quickened, amen, us together with Christ. For by grace, we're saved. Amen. We were dead in our sins, but God quickened us and made us alive, gave us grace. Amen. And you caught hold to faith and believed that Jesus was the Savior of the world, and you were saved. Amen. So, Pastor's not picking on you. I know I got some saved folks in this house. Amen. And you know that you are saved. And no matter what anybody might say, the person that's sitting next to you may be looking at you funny, but don't worry about that. If you know you're saved, amen, praise the Lord, just stick your chest out and say, Lord, I'm glad to be in the number. I'm glad that I'm saved. I'm glad I'm sanctified. I'm glad I'm Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. Can I get a witness out there? So Paul was trying to get the Corinthian churches, amen, to look at what God had done for them. And when God been good to you, you ought to have a smile on your face. When God been good to you, you ought to sometime just take a little time out and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. I thank you, Lord, where you brought me from. I thank you, Lord, how you healed my body when I was sick. I thank you, Lord, when you put money in my pocket. I thank you, Lord. I just thank the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with telling the Lord thank you. He will hear your cry. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. If we would just turn to God and spend a little time with him, don't you know we would be more happier? If we would just spend a little time with him, amen, praise the Lord, and just turn the television off sometime. Lord, help me here. Say, I knew he was going to be messy. I knew he was going to have to come up to something like that. Amen, praise the Lord. But sometimes, amen, you need what we call blessed quietness, Lord. Amen. Turn the television off. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Just reach back and hum one of the most songs. Amen. Say, glad to be in the number. Glad to be in the number. Glad to be in the number. One more time and just shout and have a good time. Ain't nobody in the house but you. Y'all ain't ready for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't need a lot of company. I don't need every once in a while. Amen. I just want to do my thing. I just want to know that me and the Lord is having church. Me and the Lord has come together. Amen. Praise the Lord that the Lord is blessing me right now. Can I get a witness here? Hallelujah. Picture a Roman general leading two groups of soldiers. And one group will be saved and the other group is going to perish. God took the devil out of us and replaced him with his spirit. God's spirit in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and 14 and 17. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, good God Almighty, what do you have? You got some liberty. Verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We reflect the glory of God. With Moses under the law, the glory of God faded away. But under the New Testament, the New Covenant, the glory of God will never, somebody said never, fade away. I'm so glad, amen, I'm saved. I have been washed in the blood of Jesus. It is no more I, but it is the Christ that dwells within me. Can I get somebody over there to say amen? I say it's the Christ that dwells in you. Somebody in this section here, do Christ dwell in your life? Amen. It is the Christ that dwells within me. Somebody over here, amen. You know that Christ dwells within your mortal body. Amen. How do you feel about him? Amen. We got to read the word, believe the word, accept the word, and do what the word said do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I know I can't sing, but the old song said, I'm going to do what the Lord said do. I'm going to do what the Lord said do. I'm going to do what the Lord said do. I'm going to do what the Lord said do. I'm going to live by every word. I'm going to live by every word. I'm going to live by every word. I'm going to live. Oh, I tell you that. And don't take a much, don't take a whole lot to make me happy. Can I get a witness here? I said, I don't need a lot of song. I'll turn it over there to the gospel music on the television. I listen to that. But sometimes I just want to be with Jesus. Can I get a bit? Anybody else here like just want to be? Amen. Just the two of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Learning and living by the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there was another one. I'm not going to try to sing it out. But there was a sinking. I was sinking deep in sin. Far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within. Sinking to rot. I mean, going under and ain't going to get up no more. But the master. Good God Almighty. The master. Who is the master? That's God himself. Who is the master? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Who is the master? The one that sent peace into the world. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus Christ, who died on yonder cross. Jesus Christ, who lifted me with nothing else. Nothing else could help. Lifted me safely. And glad I'm safe I am. I feel like going on. I feel like doing the will of God. I feel like having a good time. I feel like praising God. I feel like shouting for God. I feel like shouting the glory. Somebody ought to say yes. Say yes. Say it! Let me close. Let me close. Hallelujah. Billows may roll. Quakers may dash. But I shall not sway because he holds me fast. Grow dark the days. Clouds dim the sky. Yes, Lord. He is my Savior. And save am I.